It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Organized Noise is the three-man production team behind some of music's greatest hits, like TLC's Waterfalls. Goody Mob's Cell Therapy. When the scene unfolds, young girls, 13 years old, exposed themselves to any tone they can hate. Got more stress marks than these hoes, hollering they got rank. And Outkast's Player's Ball. Their sound helped make Atlanta the capital of Southern hip-hop, and now a new documentary traces the trio's musical career path and explores how they curated Atlanta's signature sound. It's called The Art of Organized Noise, and it debuts tomorrow on Netflix. We spoke with producer Ray Murray and NPR's Franny Kelly and Ali Shaheed Muhammad last year about Organized Noise's influence on Southern music, and I started the conversation by asking Ray if Organized Noise set out to create a distinct Southern sound.
Well, you know, it was a process of trial and error, because in the beginning, you know, it was just about fitting in more so than standing out or trying to lead. But eventually, we came to the realization from studying New York hip-hop and West Coast hip-hop that what really identified it and personified it was its sense of self and the way that it brought across its identity. So whereas in East Coast hip-hop, you have the identification of boroughs, you know what I mean, and zones, and each borough and zone has a dialect. On the West Coast, you would have the same thing. We just didn't know it until we studied a little bit and found out the differences in Oakland and Los Angeles, San Diego, you know what I mean? So we then said, okay, well, let's do the same thing here. Instead of emulating the East Coast or the West Coast, let's do Atlanta. And let's bring off Southwest Atlanta draw, the slang, you know, every little nuance that is the South and definitely Atlanta. And we did that, and you know, it was received pretty good because we are here today, you know.
Let me play you this clip from Rico Wade. He's talking about this very thing that you're talking about here.
New York is very influential to Southern hip-hop. New York is the father. It's the father of it. It's like me and my partner, Ray, we studied hip-hop. Like we went to New York, went to Harlem, went to the Bronx, went to certain places to get break beats and stuff because when I first heard Eric B. and Rakim, when I first heard KRS-One, it was around that time when Criminal Mind was out, Paid in Full, Slick Rick. I just loved them cats, man. I don't know why, man. Now I can look back in history and be like, they the coolest. They were speaking truth. It was like my first time riding in a car or something. Like, when I'm as a youth, riding in a car with your friend. No, it's like your teenage years. Your teenage year, you can't drive. Your buddy stole his mama car, and y'all ride out the night, and we riding to Rakim. I ain't no so like some crazy reason it stuck with me, and a lot of his music was James Brown inspired. Like these, like I didn't think it was an original. I was thinking like, look where they got this from.
So let's talk about the very last thing he said. It sounds like he's saying, I didn't think they were stealing from the South. They were being influenced by the South. What's your feeling on that, about those who were sampling Southern music and weren't in and of the South?
Well, it from his point of view, just in referencing Rakim and all of that,
yeah.
I don't think that there was ever any belief that anyone was stealing anything from the South, if it was conveyed that way. I don't think that was the point. I think that the realization that a lot of the artists that East Coast hip hop as well as West Coast hip hop was sampling were, you know, black artists, you know, particularly from maybe southern parts of the United States. But it wasn't ever a feeling of theft or, you know, someone stealing something from us. It was more of a how do I get to that point? You know what I mean? How do I get there?
And I asked Ray Murray what he thought about the future of hip-hop in the South.
I wish I could speak as the captain of hip-hop for the South in Atlanta. But as merely a player on the team, of, you know, all the participants. I would hope that, well, just by our maturity, you know what I mean? The same thing that has gone on in New York in its maturity, its acceptance of other regions.
Yeah.
Instead of, there used to be a very distinct battle line drawn.
Yeah.
Between
people
the
died.
East, the West. Yeah. Not necessarily in that
part.
Distinct, but just in the creative part.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there was a battle between the East and the West and the South. It is gone. It has matured.
And become unified.
It's become unified.
A portion of my conversation with Organized Noise producer Ray Murray and NPR's Franny Kelly and Ali Shaheed Muhammad back in May of 2015. The documentary The Art of Organized Noise debuts tomorrow on Netflix.